Fairfield, Cincinnati.
Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel. Count it a privilege, a joy, and an honor to share this time with you on Sunday morning once again. Thank the Lord for His many, many blessings of life, far more than we can number and name this morning. We realize there's many things in this life to trouble us, but we're glad that the Lord is here and present with us. And we're glad this morning that He's got more for us than we can imagine today. We'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio. Service time, we have Sunday school 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Worship follows at 11, and we gather again on Wednesday evenings for a youth service and a Bible study at 6 o'clock. We'd invite you to come and join us at these services, any and all of them. We would ask this morning to make announcements this coming week up at Brown's Chapel there in New Miami, corner of Halman and Butler Street. They're having special services starting on Thursday evening. Special preaching, special singing each night. Services will be at 7, and then service at 10:30 on Sunday morning with dinner. We want to extend the invitation out to any of you that are able to go up and be with them. Brother Earl Wombles and the church there, I know you'd be made welcome. And also our New Bethel Association gathers this week for our 52nd annual session. It will be on Friday, starting at 10:30, and then it's Saturday at 10 o'clock. But we're going to be meeting up at Hickory Grove United Baptist Church, just south of Greenville, Ohio, on Hog Path Road there. If you're familiar with it, go straight up 127 and turn to the right before you get into Greenville on Hog Path. And the church sits out there a little ways on the right, only one on the road. You can't miss it. And we do extend an invitation to you to that. You're welcome to come join us in our service and our worship as we try to carry on for the cause of God. Several special requests this morning. We've got a niece down at Children's Hospital this morning, like you'd remember her. We've got a cousins in the hospital, one in Middletown, one in Hamilton or Fairfield. If he's still there, we haven't heard any updates, but he was earlier in the week battling cancer. So remember these when you pray this morning, and join me in a word of prayer today. Our Lord and gracious Master, this morning we come to you, Lord, Father, in all that we have and all that we are, God, seeking thy face and thy favor, Lord, that God, that we might spend the time here today, Lord, not to tear down those around us, God, but Father, to lift up the precious name of Jesus this morning, Lord God, that you might be honored and you might be glorified, and Father, when all is said and done, God, our Lord, that you would receive the praise that you so richly deserve, God, our Father, it's not about how perfect I walk, but oh God, it's about how perfect a Savior you are this morning. Our Lord, we come to worship you today, not me or the place that I attend. Our Father, but you and your word. Our Lord, and we'd ask this morning, God, that you would sanction it with your spirit and your presence, God. Our Father, that you would anoint it, that it might go out and accomplish whereunto you send it, Lord. And God, that you'd strengthen our weak bodies this morning. How that we might be able, God, to deliver the word and the purity and power that's needed. And God, we would ask you again this morning, and God, to be with Jessica today, God. Our Father, her family, Lord, at her bedside, God, with Bill. And our Father, that you be with those, Lord, that's concerned. And Father, the requests that come. Our Lord, continue to bless Brother Damon and his little family, God. Our Father, we know their loss is great. How their hearts are still heavy today. Father, lift them up and strengthen them, we pray. And God, oh God, we look to you, Lord. If you'd allow us, God, to get on down through another week, Lord. And God, that you would bless the assembly, God, the gathering of that little association, Lord. Our Father, God, that you would bless those this morning. How the
little travel to be a part of it, God. Lord, more than anything this morning, that you might save someone, Lord. God, today as your children gather from place to place, Lord, that you might save those that would sit there under the sound of their voice. And again, oh Lord, allow us, Father, lead us, God, to redeem the time, God. Lord, to spend our time lifting up the holy name, the precious name of Jesus this morning. Lord God, we know today, Father, there's great differences among men, but oh Lord, you and you alone are able to save to the uttermost. Father God, we'd ask you this morning how to bless Brother Mark as he recovers, God. Father, to bless the little station and the good workers, God, as they endeavor to keep the gospel going out to those that might need to hear it this morning. To the shut in, God, to the sick, Father, the imprisoned, and God, we know this morning every heart, God, longs to see those that don't know you in a free pardon of sin saved. God, send that convicting spirit where it's needed. And again this morning, Lord, bless those that serve our country, God. Be with their families, Father. God, those that have already perished on the battlefield, bless their little families, God. Help them along the journey, Lord. God, we look to you to raise up some leaders, Father. God, with integrity, with love for your word. God, that'll seek your wisdom and face and favor again, God. I bless now the reading of your holy word, and bless the teaching and the preaching thereof. I bless all those, God, that's called and asked. God, just let your will be accomplished now, we pray. In Jesus' holy name, Father, we count it a privilege to ask. Amen and amen. The 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. How familiar to every saint and child of God this morning. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Boy, it'd be good to read on, but we're going to stop there for just a few minutes. I got to studying down over the course of the week. This morning, that old song said, there's another meeting place, somewhere in glory. Brother, I'm glad this morning, not only is there another meeting place, brother, there's a better meeting place. There's a place God has prepared for you and I this morning. They that have been born again, brother, aren't you glad today? God didn't list, I make a long list, things that man must do, how to be worthy. I'm doing what he say, ye must be born again. I'm brother, what he say this morning, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. I'm brother, my friend, when John looked out over that great white robe throne, long. The elders said, who are they? John said, thou knowest, sir. I'm blessed God this morning. These are they that have come up through great tribulation. And their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. Brother, what makes us common this morning? It's not the waters of the land. Brother, it's not the tune we sing. Brother, it's the precious blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Brother, I would encourage you this morning to dig a little deeper in the well. Boys, dig a little deeper in the well, and you'll find Jesus paid the price in full, once and for all today. Brother, as we embrace and hug them, I talk with those we hadn't seen in a long while. I begin to think about the only place we meet anymore is at the funeral home. Brother, maybe at the hospital at a bedside. Brother, I began to rejoice. There's a better meeting place. Somewhere in glory. Brother, God's got something wonderful for the saint this morning. For them, it's been blood-bought. Born again. Yes, my friend, that it fully trusted the words of Abraham. Concerning Abraham in the book of Romans. Brother, what it teaches. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness' sake. Brother, can you take God at his word this morning? When he said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. Preacher, I want to believe that. I by faith believe it this morning. It's what the word of God teaches today. I don't know what the coming week holds. Brother, I already said we've got a meeting scheduled out down in the close of the week. Brother, we hope to be able together again with many. We've not had a while to see. Brother, one of them dear brothers sings a song. Talks about what a meeting. What a meeting that will be. Brother, we hope to have a glorious time in the Lord. Brother, I realize today that yet there's another meeting place. Brother, we'll gather there and somewhere down through the service we'll hand in the obituaries for them that's outstripped us and gone since we met the last time. Brother, when we gather on the other shore, in that place where the tabernacle of God is with men, and he himself will dwell with us and we with him, there'll be no obituary. Brother, we won't come home to find the phone full of messages about those that have passed, or a sick one here, a sick one there. Brother, we'll rejoice through the ceaseless ages of time, lifting up our voices together. The precious Lamb of God, how worthy is the Lamb, my friend, how to receive praise and glory and honor. How worthy is the Lamb, how to be worshiped today. Brother, I'm glad this morning that God didn't tell me that what would make me his child, what would demonstrate to the world, is that I could out-argue, debate, or prove everybody else wrong. He said they'll know you're my disciples because you have love one for another. As Paul said, if it's without love, without charity, it becomes as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And you that know the Word of God and the Spirit of God, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The words are from the Scripture. But when the love is gone, there isn't anything there to help, to encourage, to strengthen, much less to cause someone to seek Jesus as their Savior. Brother, I've had enough fighting and feuding. I'm sick and tired of the bickering this morning. We need to realize how Jesus died to save our people. Brother, if He was willing to lay down His life, then maybe we ought to be willing to lay down our pride, climb down off our high horses, brother, and try to reach somebody for the cause of Christ. Time's running out, my friend. There's a better meeting place for you and I that have been born again. But to them that have never received Jesus, the 8th chapter says, in hell they'll lift their eyes, or the 8th verse. God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker this morning.